Hi, and welcome to Math Amusings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math Amusings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math Amusings. Today's date is Friday, April 12th, 2024. This is Season 4, Episode number 15, so it's 412 and 415. 412, 24, Frank, and you pointed out to me, they're all, not only they're all even numbers, they're all multiples of 4.
Yeah.
And then I like that it, you know, it's the fourth month and it's the fourth season, you know, that's true all this month. And then when I see 412 and 415, you know what's coming because I mentioned this to you a minute ago about the Titanic. Titanic. That's another one you should know, that the name of the ship is Titanic, not the Titanic. Right? Anyway, it sounds weird to just say Titanic. It went down on April 15th, I got this right, April 15th, 1912. So it was 4-15-12. That's the date that the Titanic went down. Anyway, I did it again. Titanic went down. You know, they made a movie about it, too.
That
came out of my lifetime. Yeah, pretty well-known one. You ever see Titanic, the movie?
Maybe.
I mean, you know how it ends. Talk about a movie that you know how it's going to end. But, yeah. When, among other things. It's not just about the boat in the movie, but anyway, I'll show you that one when you're older. Oh. So, Franklin, it's great to have you on the show again. I appreciate your being here. And we're talking about Disney World. Again, this was teased a little bit last week. Today we're going to your wheelhouse. Yeah. Huh. Didn't I tell you that in the pre-production meeting? I have you on as your professional food critic. I have you on talking about Disney food. And here we are again. This Disney, it's famous for its food. They got a lot of well-known restaurants and popular items. People are putting that stuff on Instagram all the time. Franklin, did you enjoy the food while you were in Disney World?
It was so-so.
It was so-so. I would
actually, I'd say there's like 5 items that were classified as really good.
5 items that were really good? Everything. Yeah. We tried everything while we were there. We're going to do a top 5. I'll go through the ordeal of ordering this stuff.
Your top 5. What's your top 5?
Oh, I'll reveal my top 5 as well. I got your mother's top 5, and then I did it overall, too. It's on the back of the card. All my little scribbling here, it all means something. It all fits on one index card.
Wow.
This time, I did front and back. So, I've got this card ready to go. Now, I will say to you, because you and I talked about this, yes, but to the audience as well, that Disney dining, it's complicated, because there's so many people. And there's so many people who will plan ahead. I mean, this is, you know, for a lot of people, it's the only time you're ever going to do this. Or it's the only time for years that you're going to be going to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
You want to get your reservations in ahead of time. I believe the number is 60 days. You're allowed to make a dining reservation 60 days in advance. And I was there at midnight, like, you know, day we're going to leave, minus 60, getting the dinner reservations. I made 3. You believe it? Yeah, I'm that guy. And there were 3 restaurants, I mean, there was a million restaurants I wanted to go to. 3 I really wanted to go to, and your mother and I discussed this, and we had you look at some menus. We made reservations at 3 of them. And the first one we went to that first night, the Coral Reef restaurant. You remember the Coral Reef restaurant?
Wait, what?
Of course, you don't remember that one. It was at the beginning
of the fish
one. The fish one, yeah.
The fish one!
It feels like you're in an aquarium.
Big fish.
Yeah, it was related. No, Big Fish, that's a different movie.
Yeah,
I was going to say Finding Nemo.
Unrelated.
Big Fish, one of my top 5 movies. Finding Nemo, it's pretty good. I mean, top 365.
Yeah.
You are surrounded by fish, and like you're in an aquarium, and you're eating fish. It is a tad gauche to be eating fish in front of fish.
Most
of the time. Yeah. I don't know.
You wonder if the fish are thinking, like, that's my brother over there.
I would be a little bit nervous looking at the fish. Like, isn't the fish looking at me? Like, he's kind of upset. But anyway, the thing, I was proud of you as we go into the restaurant and they say, like, oh, would you like a kid's menu? And you were like, no.
Did I?
That was one of the ones. This happened several times. Walk in, like, they have kid friendly
menu. I got the menu.
The kids' menu, but you didn't go for it.
Maybe I got their shrimp or something.
I remember you got shrimp. Well, when I think the kids' menu, I'm thinking mac and cheese and chicken fingers. Because they have those things, because the restaurant is not super fancy. I mean, you don't have to wear a suit or anything. Because people wear shorts every day in Disney World anyway. But at Disney World spots go, this place is somewhat formal, as Disney standards go.
Semi-formal.
Yeah, semi-formal. And, you know, they have some adult fare there. Not like that, but I mean, you're not just eating chicken fingers and mac and cheese. But I think your quote was something like, I didn't come here for the mac and cheese.
No, I know, somewhere else.
You want... All right, we'll get there. You got the shrimp... And then you also got something called, now I wrote down the name of it. It was Nemo and Squirt's Noggin Concoction. What the heck is a Nemo and Squirt Noggin Concoction? What was that?
Sugar.
It was a plate full of sugar. Yeah, this made number two on your list, the Noggin Concoction.
I remember one of the things on it was white chocolate pretzels with maple syrup on it.
White chocolate pretzels with maple syrup. Yeah.
On a brookie, which is a cookie brownie.
The main piece was the brookie, a beautiful portmanteau of cookie and brownie. And then it was covered in chocolate, and there was pretzels on it. Yeah, you meant the chocolate, pretzels,
and there
brookie.
Were white chocolate, so it's actually...
It was Oreos on there, too.
There was also Oreos,
yeah. Like whole Oreos on the top.
But they were soft Oreos. So
soft Oreos? Like the Cakesters?
No, it was just the Oreos were soft.
I think they were kind of softened by the chocolate sauce. But anyway, you were nice enough to give me a bite. I appreciated that. Sugary. I think your mom got a bite, too. Really I'm a fan of all things sugar. I mean, most of the things in my top five were sugar. So that was the first day. That was going to be tough to beat. But then the next day,
was that on your top five?
No, I didn't put it on my top five. You did. I'll get to my top five. Oh, okay. Many of my things in the top five, though, did involve sugar. Now... Second day, you and your mother go to the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater restaurant. This was one of those, I couldn't even get a reservation for three people 60 days out. You and your mom did that one. It was okay because I wanted to go to the Indiana Jones stunt show anyway. And I know you don't sit for shows. You'd rather go to a restaurant. Now, explain to me the ambiance of the Sci-Fi Dine-In restaurant.
You're in this giant thing and there's... It's made to look like it's nighttime, so it's, dark.
Yeah.
And there's, a giant movie, looks like older, sci-fi.
Like 1950s science fiction.
Yeah, I was going to say 50s, you're in a Cadillac, you're in, three rows of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that vibe, and it's all-American food.
Cadillac, it got about 3 miles to the gallon, and, it's just like you're driving around in a boat. And, they let you take photo ops in the car, so you and I have a great picture of us in the car. Yeah. And that'll be part
delicious.
Of the autobiography someday. Yeah, and then top it's classic burger and fries, 50s America. You and having a meal with Eisenhower or something. Anyway, but it was all topped off by
fried pickles,
my man, and his fried pickles.
Yeah. Too good.
That number one overall greatest thing you ate at Disney of everything out there was the fried pickles, my man. Ranch dressing?
Ranch dressing, too.
So not just ranch everything, yes. Because it's not just salad dressing. You put ranch in it. I would drink ranch out of the bottle. It was fantastic.
I might not do that.
And then, you'll learn.
No, I would.
Maybe I'll learn. So and then the final meal that we went to that we had to make reservations for, this was, all right, it's at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's Boma.
Oh.
And it's an African restaurant.
No?
And it's called Boma, and we were, if you can believe, this is actually a thing. We walk in, and they're like, O'Connell family, you are the family of the day.
They said, do you want to be the family of the day?
I agreed immediately, and I was glad I was by myself. You and your mother probably would have said no to this thing.
No,
I would
have said yes.
Yes, I want to be the family of the day. We were feted like kings and queens. They had a certificate for us. We signed the book. They did a drumming circle as we walked in. There was a parade. You were getting down. It was fantastic. I wish I had the thing on video. That was the only video I don't have of us, or no pictures of it or anything from Disney, because we were in it. We were the stars of the parade. I couldn't also be filming. I wanted to grab one of the drums, too. That looked so fun. They had these, like, native African drums. Fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And another one of those where it's a buffet, and, yeah, they have the mac and cheese and chicken fingers out there, and you're like, I don't think so. Franklin, tell me a thing or two that you got on the Boma buffet that was good.
Peanut rice. Which,
the peanut rice, that was my second best thing I ate at Disney World. That was fantastic. The peanut rice. All African recipes got peanuts or peanut butter involved.
And
somehow.
I think my number four was there. It was a bread pudding with like vanilla sauce on
it. The bread pudding with like everywhere else I would call it like creme anglaise, but we were in Africa, so I don't know what they were calling. What's the African equivalent of creme anglaise? Yeah, it was bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Yeah, with this like warm white chocolate vanilla sauce. It was fantastic. I think you, me, and your mother all put that on our top five, rendering it number one overall in the point system we hear. Yeah, you had it four, I had it three. Your mother put it two. Your mother also, she had number one, the lamb stew. Now, I know you weren't a big fan of the lamb stew. I thought
it
was good.
I didn't try it.
Didn't try that one? There were so many other good things. That one was up there. And, I was particularly a fan of their, I couldn't believe this made my top five, but I was really craving hot chocolate that night, and you know, it wasn't even on the menu, they made it for me. I'm sure it was just like Swiss Miss that they had in the back or something, but no, they did it for me. It was very nice. I mean, you would for the family of the day, right? Bring them something off the menu. So I enjoyed all those things. Let's see if we missed any here. Oh, you had as number five the Cinnabon
in the shape of
Mickey ears. Yeah, I believe that was from one of the spots in the Magic Kingdom.
I think it was a cinnamon roll, because it was a roll.
Cinnamon roll?
I think cinnamon roll.
Cinnabon. Nah. I think Cinnabon might be copyrighted. Anyway, we mentioned the bread pudding. Oh, you had at number three, the goat cheese croissant.
Oh, yeah, that was
Where was that from?
Salty and sweet. Or savory and sweet?
Savory, sweet. It was delicious, I'll tell you. It was from France and Epcot, World Showcase.
World Showcase, France. The actual name of the thing, I have no idea, but it was delicious.
Oh, all the menu items were in French, and I just ordered by number. All right, you know, it was like, give me the first three things on the menu. They were great. They had beignets, something with duck involved.
Had an eclair.
Well, I remember what we got. We went around the different countries of the world sampling some of the different things. It was fantastic.
True.
Let's see, what else we missed here? Oh, Leah with the shrimp and grits.
That was
from the coral reef.
Yeah.
And then the two others that I didn't mention, and this was a thing, of all things I wanted when I came to Disney World, there were two items, because I had seen them all over Instagram. They were both cookies from the Main Street Confectionery. One was the cookie pie with M&Ms and peanut butter chocolate candies. It was, that was three spoons on that one. That was fantastic.
M&M's is copyrighted.
Yeah. Oh, and a lot of their stuff is, and they have the little trademark symbol next to it. I know this one was. This was my number one overall. The Blondie Pie. Blondie's like a brownie, except it's blonde, right? And topped with chopped Twix, like Twix candy bar.
Good, by the way.
Caramel mixed in there. Fantastic. It was the greatest thing I had at Disney. I could see why people were putting this all over Instagram.
As someone once said, when they had Twix, it tastes like a candy bar.
It tastes like a candy bar. It really does. And I appreciated getting that. So,
Overall. Winners.
Well, if five was the Blondie, four was the lamb stew, because your mother rated it so high.
Yeah.
Three, goat cheese croissant. Two was the fried pickles. And then one was that bread pudding. Now, I looked up, last week we talked about the orange lemon smoothie from the Citrus Blossom Festival. It's actually called the orange lemon smoothie. I thought it was delicious.
Amazing.
Came in the souvenir cup with the orange bird.
So good. I think it's up in my room now.
It is. with your other souvenirs, we had Mickey waffles, of course. We did have a churro. The churro, you know, I thought was okay. That's what everyone raves about at Disney World. But, you know, we live in an area with a, you know, large Hispanic population. We got real churros around here. I don't have to go to Disney World for churros.
I think it's because they have not only flan churros, but, like, decked out churros.
They have decked out churros here or there?
There.
Yeah.
They have like the a giant, you know, churro sandwich or something, I don't know.
They've got churros in unusual manners. Funny you mention that, because I have something that I don't think you have gotten to try yet. Well, it's a good segue into this. Franken, as we head out here, I have something for you to try.
I have no idea what this
you
is.
You are aware of the phenomenon called Oreoification?
Yes, is this an Oreo?
Have you ever had a churro flavor cream Oreo before? Let me bust open this package. This is brand new. These are churro
flavored Oreo.
Fried dough flavored cookie. Churro flavor cream. Artificially flavored with sugar inclusions. My goodness.
Yay!
Let me pop this open. It's worth going on to minute 16 here.
Sugar inclusions.
Try the sugar laden churro flavor cream Oreos. I put up the background music here. Tell me, give me a 30-second review here of the churro flavored Oreo. I'm gonna take one of these too. This looks really good.
It's like not spicy, but like
it's not spicy. The cream tastes a little like a churro. You got the cinnamon sugar on there? It's good. I've never had a bad Oreo in my life.
The cinnamon is what I call.
Which is pretty good.
Not spicy, but like
it's got just the right amount of spice, I think.
Yeah.
It's good. I tell you, Oreo people, more than 100 years later, they're still coming up with good flavors. Frank and I enjoy talking to you on the show today, and let's do it again sometime. And for more information or to contact, you can go to MichaelConnellJr.com.